It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Thursday, October 27th, 2022. I'm John Saucier. Russia has used all sorts of propaganda during this war in Ukraine, including some recent talk about a so-called dirty bomb. We've heard them talk about nukes during this conflict, but this idea of a dirty bomb is something we haven't heard about much until now. So what exactly does this weapon do?
It doesn't really destroy cities. It doesn't destroy military targets. Its sole goal is to terrorize the population, to create chaos, to frighten people.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Not only is both Russia and NATO conducting nuclear exercises this week, we're also hearing from Russia talk of a dirty bomb. Russian President Vladimir Putin speaking Thursday at a Moscow strategic forum.
We've never said anything proactively about possible use of nuclear weapons by Russia.
President Biden at the White House, your thoughts.
Russia would be making an incredibly serious mistake if we're to use a tactical nuclear weapon. I'm not guaranteeing you that it's a false flag operation yet. Don't know. But it would be a serious, serious mistake.
With both sides going at each other, we may be entering a high-risk period of this war in Ukraine. Putin not only waging war in Ukraine, but also tossing out insults at the United States.
Let's not make any mistake. Putin is not loving America. He doesn't prefer either Democrats or Republicans. This is just a shtick.
Our guest today is Rebecca Koffler, Fox News contributor, president of Doctrine and Strategy Consulting, a former DIA intelligence officer, and author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America.
He is trying to divide Americans because he knows that our midterms are just around the corner. And he's trying to portray himself as, you know, pro-conservative, pro-traditional values, but none of it is really true. He's an anti-American, typical Russian dictator who has been pursuing a very anti-American aggressive policy for a couple of decades now.
Absolutely. I mean, he's kind of trying to redo the Cold War right now and in his mind, make it right. Although obviously he's killing civilians in the process there. Let's talk about what's coming up next month, the G20 summit. President Biden has been asked multiple times, might he meet with President Putin at this meeting of world leaders? Do you think that Biden will go face to face with Putin, or would it be advantageous for him to do so? What's your take on that whole thing?
I don't believe Biden is going to meet with Putin because he just doesn't measure up to Putin in terms of, you know, how he projects power, how he stands for his country's principles. You know, Putin definitely is pro-Russia. It's Russia first. President Biden, I am not so sure because President Biden's administration has been targeting, you know, parents, designating them as domestic terrorists. I mean, he's all over the place. But most importantly, the White House is taking every possible precaution for a meeting between Putin and Biden not to take place. And so, but for Putin, it's really a forum to project the Russian power, but most importantly, the collaboration between all of the dictators of the world, Russia, China, North Korea, Iran. What Putin is trying to project is that it's a war between East and West. It's not just the Russia-Ukraine war, but it's a much broader confrontation that Putin has been preparing for his entire presidency.
All right, let's focus on that war now, because there's been some very big news items come out this week, especially so with the talk of a dirty bomb. Russia warned that they believed their intelligence said Ukraine was preparing to use a dirty bomb and then blame it on Russia. Let's just start with the first thing. What is a dirty bomb?
Dirty bomb is a conventional device with low explosive power, but which is filled with toxic radioactive material. The official name for this is radiological dispersal device, RDD. Okay, it consists of dynamite plus radioactive powder or pellets. It's sort of, if you think about it, as remember in Afghanistan, what we faced is IEDs, right? We put forth a very powerful, you know, weaponry, the United States military did, but we were chased out by homemade gadgets, improvised devices, IEDs. So the Russians have these INDs, improvised nuclear device, and it has practically no military utility. In other words, it doesn't really destroy or flatten cities. It doesn't destroy military targets. Its sole goal is to terrorize the population, to create chaos, to frighten people. Yes, it can cause some, you know, injuries. It can cause burns, moderate to severe. It can cause radiation sickness. But most importantly, its goal is to frighten the population to the point where the citizenry begins to compel its government to stand down and to basically abandon the fight against Russia and to capitulate.
From low-yield nukes to dirty bombs, lots of ideas have been thrown out there by Russia, who continues to struggle in their invasion of Ukraine. Could that lead to a larger problem for the world, though? We're speaking today with Rebecca Kovler, president of Doctrine and Strategy Consulting, a former DIA intelligence officer. She has more on what's going on inside Vladimir Putin's head right after this. Okay, well, we know capitulation not happening. This war is still going on. And when you describe this weapon to me, it's like, okay, why the heck would Ukraine use that in their own territory? That doesn't make any sense. So with Putin saying that Ukraine is going to use it and then blame it on them, do you think this is a sign that he is ready to use these type of devices in this war?
Oh, yes, absolutely. No, Ukraine has no motivation, and there's absolutely no indication from the intelligence standpoint that Ukrainians are getting ready to use it. It is the Russians, but what the Russians typically do is Putin likes to foreshadow his future actions, right? He did that before he invaded Crimea in 2013. There was a piece that was put forth by the Russian general staff outlining the hybrid warfare that Russia was preparing to use. He did that again before the Nord Stream industrial sabotage. And he did it again, you know, today and a few days prior, various Russian government officials accused Ukraine of doing it. So it is called projection. They are trying to confuse Western intelligence and the population and get ahead of the news, because they are the ones who want to have the flexibility of using this nuclear dirty bomb in Ukraine. And so it is the Russians that are getting ready to use it, not Ukrainians.
We're speaking today with Rebecca Kovler, Fox News contributor, also the president of Doctrine and Strategy Consulting and former DIA intelligence officer. from a dirty bomb to a nuclear bomb. Let's switch gears now and talk about something with a much bigger payload here. There's been news on the nuclear front as well this week. NATO working on their nuclear strategy and actually practicing it. But we also had word that Russia was going through nuclear exercises as well, something you've talked about on this podcast in the past. You have written that we're at a critical stage in this war right now, and a very dangerous one, too. Is that because we are that much closer to a nuclear weapon being introduced in this war theater?
We potentially are, John, and here's why. As you correctly pointed out, there are nuclear exercises that we are running. NATO, and the U.S. obviously is being the leader here. They're called Steadfast Noon, and they're overlapping with some of Russia's nuclear exercises called Grom, which means thunder, and some nuclear testing that the Russians are gearing up to do in the Arctic, in the archipelago Novaya Zemlya. It is my intelligence assessment that the Russians are getting ready to test a nuclear-powered cruise missile called Burevestnik. And Burevestnik is not in the final stage, right? It is not operational, but its value is that it is supposed to, or envisioned by the Russian military, to bypass U.S. missile defenses. And so what happened in 1983, and not many people know this, we got very, very close to an unintentional nuclear war between Russia and the United States. And that's what happens, you know, when you have two major nuclear powers that don't really understand each other. And it's really, you know, a concern because Pentagon doesn't understand Putin's mindset, and Putin doesn't really understand us very well. And what happened in 1983 is that when NATO was running similar exercises called Able Archer, the Russians freaked out because they believed that this was not an exercise, but this was a precursor for an actual live nuclear strike. And they put all of their leadership in the bunkers. And by an act of God, the intelligence community does not detect that specific fact, because otherwise we would have interpreted it as U.S. intelligence, that is, as a precursor to Russia launching a strike on us, and we would have acted accordingly. And so we narrowly avoided this nuclear Armageddon that President Biden himself just warned us recently about. And President Biden, on that one, he's correct. He knows the doctrine. And yes, we must avoid this potential disaster that Biden himself warned us about.
That really is so scary to think that back then we were that close to a nuclear war just by some sort of accident. And here we are, 2022, kind of in the same place right now. But when you think about the climate of things right now, with the rhetoric going on between the United States and Russia, and really the West against Russia and other countries that you pointed out, China, North Korea, and then this war happening in Ukraine, just how much closer are we to some sort of really nasty nuclear conflicts? Highlighting your point again, that we may be currently in a critical stage in this war on Ukraine. Rebecca Kompfler, thank you so much for joining us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast. We always appreciate your insight.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.